encouraged the Olim to make campaigns, you know, to share, you know, try to bring this out to other people. Was that discussed, by the way?
I discussed it a little bit, but we didn't, Rob Romulinowitz wasn't ready to talk about it, and then I forgot about it, so I need to bring it up to him again. Do some advertising.
We're seeing the corner here. We have a corner side. It could maybe feel like not. I don't know. It sounds like it's. I'm just. If I see an outsider, it makes me like a little kabur. That's a little. Maybe. I'm not saying it's wrong here. I'm saying that from the outside person may not, even if it's advertised, may not see as.
I think if it's advertised, you know, we're looking for more people, or.
But I'm saying if you're seeing the corner, then maybe like.
Like a club.
Yeah, it's like a private corner. I'm not saying it's anywhere else. I'm not saying it's that first.
Like
so if I have more people, it won't be space here. We'll have to go somewhere else.
Okay, but if you have to. You have something you want to share with us last week? What did we do last week? What were we saying?
Shkachet Pratis. I mean, it was coming off of Purim. First, the Rav to sit down and write down our thoughts, and then thinking about the Rav's whole idea of the Yisod of Akash Baruch Hu. We need to really think about Akash Baruch Hu and contemplate the Shem is in the world. And that seeing Hashkacha Pratis, looking for Hashkacha Pratis.
Right. Shimon, you have something you want to share with us?
Well, it didn't do so well this week. I was misquoted in Hashem's presence a couple of times. That one I did. Thinking about Hashem's presence. Thinking about Hashem doing it. That I did too. The other two I didn't manage so well. That one was good.
What do you have to say?
So, at our Shabbos table, we discussed it a little bit, both the idea of Hashkacha Pratis and the idea of coming up with, I guess, a sikkum of the Yom Tov. And I coined a phrase, I don't know if it was because of this or not, but Hashkacha is the window into Bitachon. Hashkacha is the window into Bitachon. So through Hashkacha, you really see a Kodesh Baruch Hu interacting in the world, and that develops our sense of Emunah, and from the Emunah develops the Bitachon. So the Hashkacha really is it's the way that we can see a Kodesh Baruch Hu acting with us in the world. It's like the window. That's the window into our ability to grow in terms of Bitachon. So I've been using that. Using that a lot, it's
I hope that
crystallizes.
I actually have been saying that a lot, but
I mean, it's not a new idea. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
no, but just the phrase, the terminology, is
nice.
Thank you.
Hashkacha is the window to be tachon.
Okay. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
Did Yaakov get a chance to say? I think the Rav called on Yaakov and then you skipped him. I think he needs to.
So I worked out a little bit on Purim. I found like a little bit. Take up the thing from Purim. Let's discuss all the things from Purim. Going into the whole. I think it's Purim. So I felt like Purim just being small for other people and they could do a big thing for that person. It's small. So who knows if it's for. Whatever it is, a small act. A big act could do a big act for others. And I try to be that in that act. Try to take that into myself. Like, you know, do others, small little deep brothers could actually be something very good. Like, for me, it's a small deep. It could be big for somebody else. I mean, give me a little, you know, 10 shekels to somebody for, okay, so you know, can help me in Suda. Like a small act of mine, or the one that gets a show of one else, whatever it is, could be a big, small thing, it could be a big act for somebody. That's learning from the work. And try also, like, things that happen during the week. I saw how Shkocha Pratis are trying to do something specifically, and after when you see it didn't work out, or whatever, see it. I did see once or twice Shkocha Pratis are about things happening.
We were discussing with Rav Moshe before about the passage, and next week I think it's important that we should get together as a preparation for Pesach. No, because it makes enough to mean that if tonight we're going to make a seum or I hope we try. Either I'll try to be here, or maybe we'll do it on the telephone. Surely we should. Before I forget, Rabbi said something very important. I want to remind the Olam. I want to invite the Olam Sunday night. Let us come more. We have the holy Pesach receiver Sunday night coming. You all invited everybody. Everybody says they have a big chizuk, and I can't tell you that we're going to serve Pesach together pizza, but
more time around the time to serve.
8:30. Okay, let me see. So we have another week left. We have another week left to utter. And like we spoke, that other is a very precious month. But each month has its time that in the Shemayim that they give out, you know, spoils. When they spoil, each month is different. So, we should try to, you know, like on one hand, we have to pull them, so other is like, you know, stuff under the rug, and we're waiting for the Nissan to come, Nissan and Pesach. It's like the last day of Hanukkah. We say that, you have to light it, eight candles. So what do you do the next day? You basically finish the Hanukkah. You don't realize that that last day, till the Pesach will come, it's precious. You know, it's like lost. It's lost that last day of Hanukkah. So you feel you light the candle, okay, night before. Now what do? You know, you don't look forward now to lighting. So what is it, you know? Dreidel you don't raise on the day usually, right? And Korsika you don't need snot, you don't need to tell like the girl. So if you need that, because you can't raise your own. So what do you have? You know, it's just waiting for the Hanukkah to leave, right? So like, either also, after so you know, a couple of days you have to get sober and eat up the last of months and everything. Like the last couple of days, like what is it? We have to know, not like that, that we have to try to wire ourselves. So coming out there, the hashboys of Purim itself, the whole story of the Megillah, and permeates the other. So, but I would suggest, we're bound to the other, you know, don't let it go till the very end. What should we do? First of all, there's something I think important that I have to admit myself that slipped my mind. You know, we worked on Simcha Adar, right? Simcha Adar. So really, Simcha Adar is still here, right? So we had 18, now we had 20, how many? 19, 20, right? How many do we have now?
I think 20.
Yeah, 20. Right. 20, what was the 20th? 20th was the Hashkocha, thing.
Oh yeah? Maybe. I remember.
The 20th was that we got to 20.
And now we have to go to 21. But yeah, I think 20 was the Hashkocha, sing the Hashkocha. The Simcha you have from seeing the Hashkocha things that happen during the day. Okay, so Rabbi Zai, the main thing is though that number one, try to have the Simcha. Number two, it might sound funny, Rabbi Zai, because you probably put away the Megillus already, put it in the morph. Take him out of the book, as they say, till the end of Adar. You know, connect with it, go through it. You know, I'm sure each time you go through it, you find different questions, different answers to the questions. Yeah, I just want to tell the other very quickly, this year, it's a very simple question. I don't know why it never bothered me. I can't imagine why it never bothered me. But, I think that I'll say this after with the climax, but I might say, why was Ahasuerus angry at the second party when Esther said that, made her speech? So why was Ahasuerus? He was furious, right? He got up, and he went outside, fuming, angry. Why was he angry?
Don't we just assume it has to do with Esther? The fact that Esther was going to be killed?
Yeah, but did he know that she said that she's going to be killed? I mean, the story of the Pashuk Shad is that because she was a Jew, Jewish, right? So, the fact that the Yidden were going to be scheduled to be Chafetz Shalom. So that Achashverosh knew he was part of it, right? And the fact that he didn't, that it was not known that she was Jewish, was nobody's fault. Can't blame Haman for that. Achashverosh didn't know either. Right? So she surprised everybody. Surprise, you know, I'm Jewish, right? So the king said he was angry at Haman because he didn't know she was Jewish and now he put a decree on her people. Cheresh made the same mistake, right? And it has to be something really, really, really that he was so furious, so angry that because of this he killed Haman on the spot. Haman, who was the Sheni Lamalka. Well, Chorit, he lied so much, and he was so furious and angry that he allowed himself, to have Haman killed. Burning angry, fuming outside. I have no idea why he's even a little bit angry. I never thought about it.
I heard a whole Mahalik where. Achashverosh really liked the fact that no one knew who Esther was. That might be even part of the reason why he chose her. Because then none of the nations could claim her as one of theirs. And she would be like the mother of all of them. And now that she had to say who she was, it ruimed that thing. It gave him legitimacy.
There are loads and loads of these mythologies, But don't want to interrupt you. But that's not what I'm looking for. I just want to give the whole story, this story. Maybe they're right, I don't know. But I'm looking for something without making a whole new revolution, Mahalik. I'm not criticizing that. Maybe that's right, maybe this is right. I heard so much, a few already, complete revolution, I don't want to go into that. All things like this, the whole, turnover. He really wants to do that, they want to do this. I'm just only asking according to the posture of simplicity. Right? There's a certain mahalak, they go according to the simple, in the Megillah, it doesn't give any of this. He wanted to do this.
How about this, which is. Really doesn't make sense. Taka doesn't make sense.
Does or doesn't?
It does not make any sense.
Yeah.
That's Taka, the reason that happened. That's part of the Gilui Hashem. That's Kilu, part of the Nes. Something that really doesn't make any sense. There's no reason for him to be angry. But he got angry. For whatever reason he got angry. That's again, there's so many of those kind of things in Purim. Esther should never have been chosen. All these things that should never have happened. Derech HaTeva doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe that's a goof of the pshat. You're right. This also doesn't make sense.
So, the fact that she was chosen is not something that doesn't make any sense. It's something that possibly could have happened. But over here, it's something that a person gets angry, furious, So, it's like, complimented Haman or something, you know. Like, even that would make like some fun, but this doesn't, you know.
Maybe he didn't tie the two things together. He didn't tie it together with the Gezerah and the Jews. He thought there was some other plot to kill Dafka the queen. She didn't say she was Jewish. She just said, someone's trying to kill me and my people. So he might have thought it was some other plot that he didn't know about.
Okay, so that's classical Kivun. You know, that's about bringing in the whole change, the whole Mahalas, and the whole fine tree that we didn't know about. And I was thinking about, you know, such a, you know, such a Kivun.
That's why he had to be killed quickly before he could explain, no, this is the one you already know about, it's not a new one. That's why Harona had to come in and get him killed quickly.
Rabbi, I really didn't want to, spend time. I know why did I bring it in? Albert brought it up for that we should review the Megillah and you see these, all these different points that is what to think about. It's very nice. Keep on directing your thinking about that. So we should hold on to the Megillah till the end of Adar, which I think is very nice. So we're talking about, you know, we're talking about Simcha. We spoke about Simcha. We spoke about, you know, the Megillah. You know, holding on to the Megillah. I would say, let's see how to express this. I feel that that it's very important for us, you know, to have an awareness and work on something which I always speak about. But as the days go on by, I feel that there's a bigger need, you know, to be aware of this and think about it. Because as the days go by, I see that things seem to be getting, you know, worse and bigger in this area, and that is how we're miyachas to one another. People are, you know, connected to each other. Because by Yidden, from Yidden, all by the Yidden, that the callousness keeps going bigger and you see it in basic things. I always talk about saying good morning, saying good Shabbos. Even simple, outward acts like that, like this, that are so, how should we say, superficial. And you see it, I know the morning that's great now. I mean, people have been dabbing there for years, this minion. If they're dabbing, so I say, good morning. People I know, a lot of them are American, you know, dabbing this minion. And hardly any time anybody says good morning to me. If I say good morning, so then maybe the guys are paying. So why don't you say good morning? Why don't I have the boys to make sure? You know, like, you say good morning also, you know? You say good morning. Right? Say good morning. And if I don't initiate it, so nobody does it. One person started doing it, you know, recently. He covered so I'll do it also. It's a very deep thing. Why don't people say the morning? Say to one another. There's a separation. Thank you. I think that there are signs that all my Purim might evolve. Now, first of all, you see from the mitzvahs that they gave, even the fact that you sit down together, you have a shooter together, all these are things that are made, you know, for people to, it's like you put it in here. You're making somebody a chicken for a concern of the new prevailing. So it's very possible that that was the root of what was going on. It's possible first of all, this everybody speaks about, that Haman, when he was describing the Yidden, he said, I'm Nifrad, separate people. I don't know what he was referring to. Maybe he was referring to what, my loyal citizens there. I don't know what. But he used that expression. I'm different. They're separate. But, and Esteban should make Knesset call you, get them all together. The whole tshuva they should get for 3 days. He's making an actus, making them all together. It could be that one of the problems, one of the readers that he didn't have at that time was this period. I think he also that you see that the Chazal point out that it was a big taina in the Yidden that their nana in Sudas Achashreivus. So what was the avla that I mean, it was kosher, food is kosher. So he served, Satma, tongue, this has tongue. He served, hamburgers, badats, hamburgers, sauerkraut, with melted parma cheese on. Crips, Parma cheese, milk, but that's hamburger. So, I mean, China was that they enjoyed the food. So, what I suspect maybe was the important that what was it? It was a party, right? So, it could be that the Yin come together to have Shalosh Shiddur, a good Shalosh Shiddur. They had Hanon. In other words, they enjoyed being together. It's a nice party, live and be merry, what is the party? Party is all together. Let's be joyous, let's be together. It could be that the nature of the Nenu, Yisus HaKashreirish, was the fact that they they were enjoying the party. Enjoy the party? Enjoy partying all together and having a good time together. So it could be that this access problem is related even to the issues of the strangers. Over there they had achdus by his party, but didn't they sit together for Bar Malka? But we don't know whether they did achdus over there. So at the strangers' party, it was achdus. Nenu, they enjoyed sitting together. Let's live. But how does it go? Marry, live, be married. But Moshe, how does it go? The old saying of be married.
Eat, drink, and be married.
What?
Eat, drink, and be married.
That's it. I shouldn't remember. Eat, drink, and be married. Right. So that's exactly. Eat, drink, and be married. They're marrying it up. But what about the Shalosh Shiddur? Shalosh Shiddur, a good Shmalta, Tziblach, and Eir Kechalach. What if you eat, drink, and be married with your friends? Shalosh Shiddur, or the Malka. at Achashverosh's party, he could be married. They were married, you know. So it could be that's still a part of the spirit issue. Whatever it is, Rabbi Sari, I can't overemphasize to you the problem. So how can we have have both of this without, you know, trying to emphasize, working on this? So Rabbi Sari, what of this should we do this week? What of this should we do? We'll do our good old Rabbi Sari, making sure 3 times a day that we smile at somebody and say, you know, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is. Okay? 3 times a day, smiling, saying good morning. And try to emphasize when you do it, you know, just don't mumble it. You know, good morning, smile. You know. Okay, Rabbi Sari. Doing this bad tonight, with the understanding we're going to get together again, either on the phone or come, because I didn't speak to anything about Pesach. Okay, so we're going to push it.